103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. On 3.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show on National Potato Day with David, Peter and Brian, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. I said it's National Potato Day. It is, and there's a couple of things happening, more than a couple of things happening. Check them all out on potato.ie. Yes, they have their own website for the potato, potato.ie. What can you expect? Here's just a couple of things happening around the place. If you're in the South King Street area, noon to 4 p.m, so you've got about an hour to check this out. Kyo's Spudfest is happening down there. Don't miss that. There's free tastings and cookery demonstrations and fun, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight in Temple Bar with Sam's Potatoes and Gallagher's Boxty House. And it's happening all over the place. There's something happening up in Dublin Zoo right now. AgriAware, Country Crest, Potato Facts and Tours, the family farm at Dublin Zoo. Check that out. Also, if you're in the Suffolk Street area, Country Crest Food Samplers, they are giving out free bags of new baby potatoes for microwave steam packs. That's in the Suffolk Street area up until 4 p.m. today. More things that are happening on this National Potato Day coming up later in the programme. Check out all the details, as I said, at potato.ie. Press release in during the week from Bord Bia, and it says Bord Bia, in conjunction with the Irish Potato Federation and the IFA, is delighted to announce that National Potato Day 2013 will take place on Friday the 23rd of August. National Potato Day gives the trusted household staple a moment of glory that will focus on the potato as a key ingredient in the Irish diet and promote consumption. National Potato Day activity will provide the opportunity to extol the virtues of the potato in terms of its goodness, convenience and how it fits in a modern food culture, which will be supported by potato-themed celebratory events which will be organised locally by the potato industry. Potato.ie for all the details. Did you know some people have concerns in relation to the consumption of potatoes when it comes to weight management? They often incorrectly identify potatoes as having a higher fat content compared with pasta and rice, when in fact potatoes are virtually fat-free. A baked potato in its skin contains more fibre than two slices of wholemeal bread. If you want all the nutritional benefits, be sure to eat the potato's flavourful skin as well as its creamy centre. Carbohydrate is the main fuel of your body and brain. Potatoes are an excellent natural source of carbohydrates, making them perfect for athletes and recreational exercisers alike. An average portion of potatoes, 175 grams, provides nearly half the recommended daily allowance of vitamin C, a vitamin that is for healthy bones, teeth and skin, promoting lower cholesterol levels and lower blood pressure and fighting all sorts of diseases. The potato is good for you. Not wanting to miss an opportunity and never missing an opportunity, The Sod Show's Peter Donegan is talking potatoes in this week's interview, and he's talking to Sam's Potatoes.
Friday the 23rd of August 2013, and National Potato Day in Ireland raises its beautiful, lovely head once again in my company.
Yes, Sam Donegan Jr. I'm actually the third Sam. So normally my dad would be called Sam, but in this case it's my uncle. So we've got Sam the grandfather, Sam the uncle, and myself. And my dad is the joint director of the business, who's Joe as well.
I've always asked a question, and I can hear Katrina Holsome IE and David Corscadden tickling their bellies and laughing mildly as I mentioned this, but I used to grow plants under my bed, and you grew up one day and said, I want to get into the potato business.
Yeah, you woke up one morning and decided to grow plants under your bed, and I decided after school that I wanted to be an artist, a painter. And I went to Belfast and studied a year of portfolio preparation course to get into the National College of Art and Design in Dublin. And came down to Dublin, having successfully got into their second year programme, and went to work for my dad and my uncle in the market in just down from Smithfield on Mary's Abbey, and went in building orders, picking product and checking orders, and then eventually was moved into the office for a bit of a experience on sales, and realized that I was more of a business person than an artist, and have been there for the last nearly 9 years. I'm not going to lie, it was brought to my attention that I didn't have to be in the business, and I was, you know, my mum would be a very creative person, and she always was sort of very, she wanted to make sure that we did what we wanted to do, and I thought long and hard about it, and when I was in, I just really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone has experience of the Dublin fruit market in all of its glory, but once you've worked there, it's very, very difficult to leave. The characters, the atmosphere, the tradition, the activity that goes on, it's an incredible place, and I would have liked to see it in all of its glory with the fish market beside it back in the early 1900s, but for the 3-4 years that I was in there, it was fantastic, and that's really what grabbed me into the fresh produce industry that I'm in now.
Is it where your grandfather, Sam Moe Sr., would have earned his crust and plied his trade and sold his wares?
Samuel Dennigan was originally the sales manager for the cooperative Dublin Mead Growers up in Lusk. While he was there, he decided that he wanted to set up a business of his own. So himself and my dad and my uncle decided to set up the business sometime around 1975-76 as potato merchants. So they would buy and sell potatoes off farmers to retailers or other wholesalers around the country, and they ran one or two trucks and had no machines and had incredibly hard manual labour to do for many years before they moved into fresh produce. And when they moved into fresh produce, they started supplying retail. And in 1986, my grandfather died, and my father, Joe, and my uncle, Sam, took over the business. And since then, they've been growing it through fresh produce, through distribution. Now we're managing a couple of brands, one of them being Sam's Potatoes. And we've also just acquired Green Giant Fresh from an American company to market and distribute within the country. So that's going to be coming up in the next couple of months. But it's really gone from strength to strength, and it's wholly a family business. We've got aunties, cousins, uncles, sons, daughters, all working in the business, as well as neighbours, family, friends, everyone. It's a consolidated effort, and that's why it works. And it's been that way since the start, and it continues to be that way.
The girl I met at reception told me she left here 2 years ago, and I asked her what she was doing back, and she said somebody had gone on holidays and she'd kind of stepped in to take their place. It was like she'd never left. She seemed very happy about it to come back after 2 years and continue working. I also know my next door neighbour, John Kenny, would do some work looking after your machines as well. But it very, very much is a local consortium, if that's the best way to put it. How big an operation is Dennigan's?
Over the entire company, which is 4 sites, we've a place in the Dublin market that I spoke about before. Our central distribution centre in Old Town, just between Ashburn and Swords. And we've also got a wholesale site on the Tower Road in Cork, which services the Munster area, as well as an office in Valencia in Spain, which handles our international trade and buying and procurement from that part of the world, as well as Asia, South America, Africa, and all over Central Europe. So there, over the 4 sites, there is approximately about 500 people.
I don't know, how do you respond to that? Do you think he would have ever seen it or thought or hoped that it would have ever grown to be that big?
We've all got a great pride in it. You know, there's one man's dream becomes 500 people's way of life. And it's nice to be a part of it. It's even nicer to be, you know, third generation involved in a business, which is, you know, still here. A lot of businesses went through a lot of hard times, including our own, through the last, 5 to 10 years. And, you know, we're still here. We're still going forward, and we're a third generation business, which is always nice.
Okay, Brian, back to you in the studio. Coming up, we'll be talking more National Potato Day, potatoes, and we might even get out and look at a little bit of machinery. Play me a nice tune.
A query in on Twitter. Who was that at the very start of the programme? Keith Lemon.
Potatoes!
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com for all the back catalogue. Song of the week. Yes, I'm going for something non-potato and non-Sod Show because they're in Dublin tonight and I'm going to see them. This is James, Getting Away With It All Messed Up.
Are you aching? That's okay, we're insured. Are you aching for the grave? That's okay, we're insured. Get it.
Dublin City FM. Thanks for that, Brian, and Ireland's best podcast, 2012 indeed. Fingers crossed we'll be that again for 2013, sure, who knows. Still in my company, Sam Dennigan. Sam, National Potato Day is today, Friday the 23rd. You're obviously one of the largest potato producers, sellers, growers in the country. Have you stuff in line? What is National Potato Day? Why try and promote the potato? Sure, we're Irish. Be garda, to be sure. Surely we don't have to promote it, if that makes any sense, or does it?
We do. That's exactly why we do. We want potatoes to be a specifically Irish thing. And at the moment, we've got a declining consumption of nearly 25%. The industry have come together and formed a website called potato.ie. That's the Potato Federation, which is the commercial industry, the IFA, which is the Farmers Association, and as well as other groups like obviously Board B are strongly behind it as well, and people like the Restaurants Association. We want to put potatoes back on plates. And the purpose of National Potato Day is, one, to create awareness about the fact that they still exist. They're still really, really healthy. And they're still a really, really, you know, affordable food, much more than rices or pastas or other things that have taken it over in recent years. We want kids knowing about potatoes. We want kids eating potatoes instead of all of the other not so good carbohydrate foods that they're now eating in abundance. We want to highlight that as an industry in Ireland employing an awful lot of people, we want to make sure that it continues to survive and will thrive in the future. We want people back eating potatoes, and that's what National Potato Day is about. So We staged a world record potato sack race event in the Tullamore show on the 11th of August to try and generate some interest in the whole day. And now on the day, we've teamed up with Sophie Morris from Cookie Dough and Sophie Cooks, as well as Porrick Gallagher from the Boxty House in Temple Bar. And we're going to be down in Temple Bar just creating a bit of a buzz. We've got a potato market that we're setting up outside the Boxty House, and we're going to have Sam there for all the kids for photographs, and we're going to have a giant world record potato that you should come down and have a look at. It's about like a meter by a meter size. It's not real, but it draws attention. And Porrick Og is going to be preparing some of Sophie's recipes to give out to anybody passing between 5:30 and 7 o'clock. So if you're doing any, if you're not doing anything after work today, just pop down and get some free spuds into you and some free samples and have a bit of potato based crack.
Who's to blame for a fall in consumption? Is it me as a parent?
The main reason, in my opinion, for the fall in consumption has been the change in culture of how people live and how people are eating and how people are just generally conducting their lives. It's time. It's time poor people, or conceived time poor people, who want an instant solution to, as they perceive it, a problem. We've got mobile phones at every fingertip. We've got laptop computers and iPads in the hands of nearly every child in Ireland. And our culture is changing to be an instant culture. We need everything now, and it's no different in the food sector. People want meals that they can heat up in the microwave and don't have to prepare. People want foods that are easy, quick, convenient, with no mess. A lot of the time people are eating out more, so consumption of raw fresh potatoes has gone down as a result of that. But the reality of the situation is that potatoes are one of the most versatile, convenient, cheap food products that you can buy. I mean, if you have a look on potato.ie, there's hundreds of recipes there and great resources about, you know, how they're grown, how to cook them. You can do a mashed potato in 15 minutes if you dice up the potato and put it into the already boiled water. And you're talking about one pot and a plate. How much convenience do we need, and how much convenience do we want? Like, let's bring it back to where we were a little bit. Let's take a step back and go, you know, has this gone too far? Are we overdoing convenience with the replacement of health? And in a lot of cases, I think we are.
I came in and I have to make a bold admission. I know you'd given me some samples of these about 6 months ago. You have a microwavable bag of potatoes. So it's not, inverted commas, microwavable food. It's a microwavable bag of proper Irish-grown home potatoes. And I put them into the microwave, and then the brainwave in my head at about 3 a.m., happy after a good night out, decided I should make roast potatoes, and that's exactly what I turned them into. I reckon it saved me a whole of about 10 minutes, but they were absolutely gorgeous. I honestly don't think there is a full, proper replacement for a homegrown, boiled, and then fried. I probably could have set the house on fire, and probably shouldn't have mentioned this in the first place, but there is something just beautiful about it.
Actually, microwaving potatoes is one of the best ways to cook potatoes. Ultimately, potatoes have a water content, and what you're trying to do to cook potatoes is obviously heat them up and evaporate that water, and microwaving is exactly what potatoes need in that situation. And there's no complicated part about the microwavable packs of potatoes. It's actually very simple. It's a specially designed plastic film with a steam vent in it, which allows enough steam to stay in and cook the potatoes through thoroughly, and lets enough steam out so that the bag doesn't burst or rip or anything like that. You've also got a defined amount of time to cook your potatoes. So a lot of people come to me and they go, how long should you boil your potatoes for? And, you know, how long you should roast your potatoes for? And what do you need to do before? And what do you need to do after? It's like how long is a piece of string. Every potato is a different size. Every potato has a different water content in it, depending on what variety it is. So microwaving is actually a really, really good way of cooking potatoes. Really, really simple. No fuss, no mess. Literally just put them in the microwave, put the time on, take them out, put them on the plate, and you're ready to go.
You're telling me, after all these years of putting them in and heating the oven and waiting until the oven heats up to X amount of temperatures, that all I have to do is get a rooster, somewhat wash it because it's coming out of my own garden, prod it with a fork and stick it in the microwave and leave it there for, depending on how many minutes it takes to cook that size of potato, because that's an infinite unknown number depending on what size of potato you don't know I'm putting into my microwave.
Don't get me wrong, there are many masters in the kitchen around the country who know much more about cooking potatoes than I do. What I would say is, if you don't know how to cook potatoes, microwaving is a really, really easy, no stress way of doing it. So if you haven't been taught how to cook in general, or you just live on your own and are not that interested, it's an easy way to do a really, really tasty quick meal.
So a few points Saturday night, don't want to put toast in the toaster because it's just too complex to even bother opening the freezer and wondering why you put the cat in there. Just fork a potato and jam it in the microwave, leave it there for 3 or 4 minutes and good luck to you.
Don't go near the fork, just put the whole pack in. Honestly, the whole pack goes in. You don't need to go near a fork. You don't need to do anything. Just the whole pack in and there you go.
We're going to go take a look at some machinery. And Brian, it's back to you in the studio for the minute.
Thanks, Peter. This is the bit where I say hard hats on, earplugs in, get on the white coats, because the Sod Show is going to look at some big machinery.
I'm in one of the pack houses at Sam Dennigan's Potato Emporium is the best way to describe it. And I'm looking at one belt with baby. Hold on a second. Easiest way. Sam Jr., can you explain to those listening at home, first of all, what we're looking at in a nutshell?
So what we're looking at is we're looking at three main parts of the production line. On the left here, you'll see the potato washer. It's no different than a big washing machine. It's a big drum with water, washes the potatoes and pushes them down onto the grading line. People like different sizes of potatoes in their packs, believe it or not. So what we do here is we take out the small ones, we take out the large ones, and we pack them all in different packs for the retail and wholesale market. After the grading, they go up into the weighing machine that you see up on the far right. And the weighing machine drops them into the pillow packer, the bags that you see in the actual supermarkets. And we pack for various different retailers. We pack in our own brand, which is Sam's Potatoes. And from that point then, they carry on their way through the supply chain into the distribution center and around the country every day.
This plant that we're looking at, though, is solely for baby potatoes. How many bags of baby potatoes does this pack per minute?
The potential in here is to do about probably 100 packs per minute, but we're running at about 75 packs per minute at this time of the year. It's a little bit quieter. This pack house was originally one of the first potato stores for potatoes in Ireland. And because the consumption of baby potatoes has increased so highly in the last 10 to 15 years, up to probably close to about 20% of national consumption, we've had to custom build this baby potato pack house and production line because of the increase in it. And at the moment, we're actually putting through something that we're very proud of. It's what we call the first Irish baby potato. A lot of Irish varieties are not suitable to being grown in smalls or have small tubers. And we don't have a lot of the soil here that suits the skin of these types of baby varieties. But we've been working with a couple of growers in North County Dublin and up near Drogheda and Louth as well as in Wexford to grow this new variety called the Emily. It's really tasty. It's quite similar to a lot of the imported potatoes. The best thing about it is it's much tastier. It's from Irish soil and it's grown by Irish farmers and harvested by Irish people.
That's just baby potatoes. We're going to go take a look at the rest of the emporium, as I'm calling it, the potato emporium. We'll talk to you in a little bit. So another section of the potato, I suppose, what would you call it, the grading part of it?
Except that this is for regular table-sized potatoes. Your Roosters, your Golden Wonders, your Pinks, your Cultra, all of the majority of the potato consumption in Ireland. This is where the potatoes are, similarly to the other section, washed, graded, and packed out. It's essentially bigger machines, bigger washers, bigger grading tables, and sometimes faster packing machinery as well.
Don't get me wrong, Sam, most people have seen the big orange trucks with Sam Dennigan or Sam's Potatoes written on the side of it. I know I was down camping by the Glen of Aherlow some time ago, well, about 3-4 weeks ago, and we passed one of your trucks every single day come out of the Tipperary South supermarket. What are we talking? I mean, human potato consumption is usually about 3, maybe 4 per day, which in a standard supermarket bag, what's that, about 5 kgs?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going for the smaller packs nowadays. They're looking at about 2.5 kilos. The 5 kilos is still very popular. It's even going down as far as 1 kilo, 750 grams. It's getting smaller all the time because people are trying to not waste what they buy. We saw a huge period during times of credit and high spending where people bought more than they needed. But now it's the complete opposite. They're buying less and they're buying often. They're doing their habitual shop once a week, but they're doing top-up shops as well so that they don't have to waste what they buy. Through here, it's principally a 2.5 kilo Rooster product that we would be outputting. It's about 65-70% of the market. But consumption-wise, you know, it's probably up around 200,000 tons countrywide. And the 10-kilo market and the 7.5-kilo market is declining all the time for the replacement of 2.5 kilos and 5 kilos. You're probably looking at maybe sort of a 70-30, 80-20 majority from plastic to paper.
That's a lot of trucks.
That's a lot of spuds.
That's a lot of trips down to the Glen of Aherlow.
There's a few of them on the road, yeah.
Sam Dennigan, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, touring the plant, getting to see how it all happens behind the scenes. If people want to find out more about Sam's Potatoes.
So we've got a lot of information about potatoes in general and Sam's Potatoes on samspotatoes.ie. If you want to find out about the industry in general or want some really, really good cooking suggestions and recipes and things, there's specifically new ones gone up there by Catherine Fulvio. You can find those on potato.ie. And obviously, people like Bord Bia and the Irish Potato Federation have their own sites as well. But
excellent. And in the meantime, we'll have all the links up on sodshow.com. Sam, thank you so much for your time. And Brian, it is back to you in the studio, my good man.
Thanks very much, Peter. Thanks to Sam's Potatoes for showing us around the operation. 103.2 Dublin City FM on National Potato Day. We're back next Friday, 3 p.m. with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.